Let's talk about Phyllis, PHYLLIS, Gilfort, GILFORT, 82941. Date of birth today is 11/14. Thank you, sir. 11/15/2022. Our patient is an 81-year-old black woman who has never worked in her life. She was married 55 years. Her husband recently died in October of this year. Period. Patient used to smoke but never drank alcohol. Used to be a heavy smoker at one time, period. Patient has been having issues with congestive heart failure, peripheral vascular disease, severe with bilateral above-the-knee amputation, coronary artery stent placement, and congestive heart failure. Period. Surgery, above-the-knee amputation, left side 2019, right side June of this year because of poor circulation and diabetes. Allergy, penicillin. Let's see. Patient developed gangrene in her lower extremity when before she actually had them amputated to save her life. Medication. Oh, also cardiac. Also put on cardiac stent as the other surgery. Medications include Plavix, Isodil, Atenolol, Crestor, Vitamin D, Truciba, T-R-U-C-I-B-A, 25 units at breakfast. Then Novolog, insulin, 10 units 3 times a day. Blood sugars have been hovering in the mid-100 to low-100 range. She also used to be on pain medication, but is no longer taking any pain medication at this time because of she was not able to get to the doctor's office any longer, and hence the reason for hospice placement, period. Review of systems. She has a tube feeding place because she was not eating. She's eating some at this time. She's not using her tube feed at this time. She's short of breath. She's weak. She's not using oxygen. She suffers from paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea and orthopnea. She's chair bound. She's definitely homebound, above the knee amputation as well. Patient lives with her son. And has had issues with bed sores on her bottom. There's 6 bed sores, stage 2 present, that are very painful, and the son is quite concerned about. On exam, 160 over 90, pulses 92, respirations 18. Heart positive S1, positive S2 with an S3 gallop, regular rate and rhythm, lungs, ronchi and rattles, abdomen is soft, PEG tube in place, no infection, no sign of infection, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. The above the knee amputation noted on both sides. There's also a good clear margin with no evidence of stump infection. Abdomen is soft. Neurological movement all 4 extremities. Patient appears weak, generally weak. Assessment CHF. We'll get all records regarding her ejection fraction. Number 2, the decubitus ulcer. Number 3, peripheral vascular disease severe. Number 4, weight loss. Number 5, weakness. Number 6, PND. Next number is orthopnea. Next number is go back to the medication. Put aspirin 81 milligram a day. Next one is the end is very near for this woman. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live given her congestive heart failure and other issues that was mentioned above. Patient lives with her son Troy, can be reached at 713-902-7757 or 713-902-9926. We'll keep patient comfortable. We'll have nurse provide the chair cushion to help healing of the decubitus ulcer on the buttocks, as well as pain medication, period. New paragraph, I suspect the healing will be very slow since patient has suffered from protein, calorie, malnutrition, and low albumin in the past. Thank you.